your abilities? Where do you have an infrastructure? Where do you have past experience? We have to build on what we have. And there's the historical context for some of this. So if we look at a broad overview, we can have various kinds of moderators, as I mentioned. I mentioned graphite, water, heavy water as being the primary ones. Coolants, we could have, gosh, a lot of different kinds. The most important, most popular ones are water, heavy water, being a variation. We can use gases like carbon dioxide or helium. And in fact, we can even use molten salts in some cases. I didn't talk about fast reactors. There is a type of reactor that doesn't require thermalization or slowing down of the neutrons. So in those, you have to be very careful to avoid the slowing down process. We don't want that. We want to make the reactor go on fast neutrons alone. So you're very restricted as to coolants you can use, like sodium and sodium salts. Fortunately, those are don't react at all too well with air and water. It can be quite explosive and can burn pretty readily. So it's quite dangerous. We have to make sure that we don't get any water in those systems. There are some examples of those existing in the world. So perhaps at some point, when the economics and circumstance point us that way, we might see more fast reactors. In terms of fuel, as I mentioned, we have natural uranium and enriched uranium. There is possibilities of thorium and plutonium cycles as well, but the most popular combinations are the gray ones, the PWR, BWR, in terms of numbers in the world. And that came about largely because of the war effort. United States came out of that because they were looking at using enriched uranium as a way to make bombs during the war. In Canada, we were given the task of trying to do it via plutonium, and that meant heavy water natural uranium process to maximize the amount of plutonium that was produced as a possibility for making nuclear bombs. That gave us an infrastructure which and we had the experience and equipment to make heavy water and to deal with the reactor designs which are based on that. So it was logical that we went that way. It was also logical that the U.S. went with the pressurized and boiling light water reactors. So a lot of the others have been tried. England did a lot of gas cool, the Magnox and so on, but they're being phased out. I don't think they commercially said it's they were good, but I think the economics really drives you towards the PWRs and the CANDUs. In Canada, we tried an organic cool reactor, but again, the early CANDUs, Pickering and so on, were really quite successful. The organic cool reactor was successful too, but it was deemed that we can't pursue all avenues, so the OCR was dropped.